I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we hope you guys had a wonderful Turkey Day holiday and are gearing up for the next season. That's the reason. But at the end of the day, there's always some good eating this time of year, right, Bob?
That's right. And as I'm writing this show plan, I'm thinking about, you know, what do guys still need to know about their deer if they're shooting one? And I'm just thinking how to cut one up properly, because there's still a lot of hunting left. And like for me, I'm going to go up as much as I can, because I don't know, I'm life's slipping by and I just want to hunt.
Right.
And my wife's got trips planned, so I know I can go.
Green card.
So I called up our buddy Tim Sobey the other night, and we chatted about it, and he volunteered to take one for the team. How are you, Timmy?
Doing excellent. Good to hear you guys today.
Yeah, yeah. Good to hear you, too. So I got another question. Have you ever tried canning venison?
Me personally, no, but my brother did years back and used my aunt's recipe and put a piece of beef suet in each jar. And he told me, he said, when he warmed it up and put it over noodles, and he always calls me Meat. That's his nickname to me. But he says, Meat, that stuff, he said, I like that better than canned beef.
Yeah. 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 So I'm going to get a deer. I'm going to field dress it, and I'm going to drag it back to camp. And I'm thinking about cutting it up at camp. What's your opinion on that?
So my opinion, first thing, of course, you want to do is get the hide peeled. If you get that hide peeled when it's warm, it'll come off there. It's like skinning a cat.
Right.
But can you say that?
Oh, you can't say that. But
here comes the hate mail again.
It's really easy when it's warm like
yes,
that.
Yes, I agree.
Hang it head down overnight. Let it bleed out really good. So then the next morning, you're ready to actually put it into parts and pieces, right?
Yep, right.
So for those, if let's say you're not a huge venison eater as far as steak, as far as roasts, if all you did was take the back straps, which if you were filleting a fish, put your knife next to that spine and run, you know, from north to south or south to north, and then go off to the side and pull that back strap out of their hole on either side of the deer.
Yeah.
Cut that into some nice medallions. Then if you took out of the back legs, so on a pig they call that the ham of the hog.
Yep.
But those back legs, and if you were to take and stake that out, you know, take bigger chunks, cut that into steaks, cut it cross grain. And if the only other thing you do is you want to make sausages or ground venison,
right,
bone the rest of it out. It doesn't have to be pretty. It's going to get ground up anyways.
Do you just single grind that or double grind it?
We always double grind.
Okay.
So Tim, talk to me about that, what I call silver skin. I was going to ask, how meticulous do you have to be to get that off of there or not?
Some guys are, you have to get it all off. Well, in my opinion, no, you don't. So the thicker stuff, you know, along on that backstrap, you could peel a little bit of that. But in my opinion, no, it doesn't have to. It'll cook down anyways.
Right.
And there's flavor in there. So I guess if you're going to try to remove anything that resembles venison flavor, why are you getting a deer anyway?
Yeah, just go shoot a cow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't tempt me. I haven't tasted many parts of a cow, maybe other than liver, that I don't like. So.
Tim, I used to hunt with a fellow up in Cedar Springs, and he used to bring one of his employees along, who will remain unnamed, but this dude was famous for shooting a horse.
What?
I don't know how bad your eyes have to be. Yeah, he got in a world of trouble.
Wow.
Yeah,
he did.
Paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of frown on that at the Kentucky Derby. They don't like taking them horses.
Oh, no. I heard you got to lead them, though.
Kentucky Derby, now I'm thinking about bourbon.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Bourbon and Scottish eggs, what could go wrong with that?
Yeah, neither. Not a thing. Hey, Tim, I haven't talked to you since you hooked me up with two whole prime ribs. And tell us how you prepared those for me, because they were ready to cook when I picked them up.
Yep. And those are the standing, which means it's on the bone. So So what we'll do is we'll cut that ribeye off the bone, season it underneath, and then tie it back on and season on the outside. So those bones act as a rack, so that which is an insulator. So you still get flavor from it when you cook it. But then when you go to carve it, just cut the strings, the ribeye falls off, and then you can carve that boneless ribeye easier. The other thing that does for you is the thickness of the bones is about 3/4 of an inch. So when you slow roast them, you'll get more of that eye of that ribeye will come out how you want it, let's say medium rare.
Right.
So if you cook it on the bone, your outside 3/4 of an inch on the bottom of that has been taken care of by the bones. So more of that ribeye is that medium rare or medium or rare, however you like that. So that's the extra benefit.
And he does not lie. That's exactly what I did, is I put them on the smoker and I put the bone side down and then just cooked it to the about 120 internal temperature, and it was beautiful.
See, like, when I do those for my church event, and I don't think I'm going to do it this year, I'm going to force them to learn.
Yeah.
we feed 400 people, for one thing, 400 guys.
Right.
And,
yeah.
and by the end of the night, I'm like a
well, you can't breathe.
Vegetable.
You your head in a smoker all
so,
night.
So what I do is you always separate them for me, but I pull those ribs out and I cut them into singles and I season them with the Tim's blend and I smoke them separate so they have a tasty treat before dinner. And
sure.
They love that.
Oh, yeah.
They love that. It's not like a, you know, full beef rib that was, you know, if you're cutting beef ribs for somebody, you're going to leave more meat on there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And what meat is that you're leaving on?
That actually comes off from the rib bone. So on a pig, that would be like your baby back ribs.
Right. But on a cow, what is it?
It's the beef short ribs.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Tim, go ahead.
Real quickly, our Christmas party, we'll do them as standing. Then when people are done, the rib bones are dessert. So people are, I won't tell you where our Christmas party is, but we get done and people are walking around with rib bones look like Fred Flintstone gnawing on something. You know? So that's a succulent dessert.
Right. So Tim, if somebody wanted a standing rib roast like that, how much notice do they need to give you?
I think I have enough to get me all the way through New Year's, but things are kind of crazy. And so we would encourage them, you know, give us a call sooner than later. And here it is, you know, Thanksgiving time, and we were all out of fresh turkeys until I got a few in today.
But, well, I got to put my order in then.
Turkeys.
Yeah, yeah, we get one from you every year for Christmas, and I'm going to have to get a head count and order more.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think I over-ordered ribeyes for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again. So, you know, give us a call. Don't wait till Christmas Eve. But,
right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they'll keep. Don't worry about that. They'll keep. They'll hold as long enough. You get them a week or two in advance. You'll be all right.
I've got a word of advice for anybody that wants one. Order more than you want, and then slice off a couple nice big steaks for yourself and seal those up and put them in the freezer because come February, you're going to be jonesing for some more.
Right.
And you might not be able to get out in a snowstorm, and it'll be awful nice to throw those on the fire.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, I know that you're a local legend on Jethro, but if people don't know where Sobey Meats is, give us a clue there.
Hey, I'm sorry, what was that?
I said... pretty much everybody knows you on Jethro, but for those listeners that are on other stations, how do they find Sobey Meats?
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker.
That's right.
We're here waiting for you.
Yeah, and you got to go there. You're looking at 80 feet of meat case, and there's nothing duplicated in there, man.
If
it's amazing.
If you haven't been there, I'll tell you what, even in your old store, the first time I walked in, I just said, oh, my gosh, there's something different about this place.
Right.
And you could just feel the love of all the patrons who go there. I mean, it's just the happiest place you'd ever want to shop.
Yep, exactly. Hey, Tim.
Know, thank goodness. That's a huge compliment to our whole team.
It is.
And we have the best staff of anywhere in the universe and beyond.
Buddy.
And we have the best customers, and it's incredible.
We're out of time, pal. Thanks so much for taking time for us. And Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats, we'll be back at you soon.
Okay, bag of bucks. See ya.